Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything But Relevant. I'm Alex Jenkins.
And I'm Scott Anderson.
And today is Tuesday, and you know what Tuesday means, Scott?
Yes, Taco Tuesday.
Right, Taco Tuesday, which is what our podcast topic will not be about today.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that. But what will it be about? You had a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to go over different situations why telling the truth may or may not be the best idea.
And that goes farther than telling your wife she does look fat in that outfit.
I've never done that.
All right, welcome back. So before we get started, I feel like I need to give a little shout out to my buddy Chris Plowman, who has been officially accepted at Ohio State University Medical School program.
Oh, wow. Very good. Congratulations.
Yes, I guess it's... I'll give a little round of applause here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to have a big list, but I don't know what I did with it. It was like cheesy Looney Tune sound effects that were really poorly put on a computer.
I like it. We should find it.
Maybe I'll look for it. Anyway, I guess Ohio State's a pretty big program when it comes to med school. That's what I've heard, anyway.
I'll just have to take his word for it, I suppose.
I told him that he's on the right path to spending large amounts of money to make large amounts of money.
Yeah, unfortunately, I spent large amounts of money to not make so much money.
I spent medium amounts of money to make a little bit above medium average amounts of money.
Oh, well, I guess that works, right?
But I'm single, so I don't really have to worry about anybody but me.
Well, that's nothing new.
Wow. I don't even know how to respond to this.
Well, I just figured that's a good lead-in to telling the truth.
And you know what? Just take it. Okay?
Yeah, that's a good lead-in, I think. You know, reasons why you should, maybe reasons why you shouldn't tell the truth. Alex, maybe I shouldn't have told the truth there.
No,
I don't know.
You shouldn't have, because now I will find you, and I will slap you in the face.
I probably deserve it, so I guess I can't say much to that.
After you're holding your newborn child.
Okay, that's pretty low.
I won't hit your newborn child. Anyway, we digress.
Yeah. So this conversation came about today. I work with a bunch of female employees. All right. And it definitely... I'm not used to the conversation quite yet. I'm used to being around guys most of the time, whether it was at school or at previous jobs. But at the workplace I find myself at now, it's female dominated, and hence the conversations tend to go that direction. And today, an interesting topic was brought up where the discussion was: if you were being cheated on, would you want someone to tell you, or would you prefer not to be told? And then likewise, if you found out that someone was cheating on their significant other, would you tell that person, or would you not tell that person?
We talked about this prior to starting, but you and I have both been cheated on, and we both...
Right.
You know, there's no easy way to find out. No matter what happens, you're gonna be sad. You're gonna be heartbroken.
It's not pretty. I mean, I imagine a number of people have been cheated on before. You know, it's something that happens, unfortunately. But you know, yeah, it's when you find out, it's never a good time.
I had one situation where she did cheat on me, but it was actually a good reason. You know, I didn't really feel bad. I was like, I'm out of this relationship. I was unsure about it anyway. And that sounds really bad, but don't judge me on that, anybody. But I was going to say, finding out and telling somebody, this is semi-related, but I've done... So two things in my life I've done really stupid that I regret. Just two things. I checked a girl's phone.
Impressive.
And there was an open journal on another girl's bed that I ended up reading. And let me just tell you this. I didn't know. No,
okay.
I did not
Trying
feel good
yourself.
About myself after I read what was in those, because none of them were conducive to me feeling good about myself. Basically, the journal said I wasn't attractive, and the texts were to another guy saying that she really wanted to see him. So don't go snooping. That's all I got to say. Don't snoop, because then you'll never find something that's good.
So, what? Okay, if you would have not found anything at all, would you still have felt bad? Because you looked at her, with the phone. You went through her phone without her knowing it. Like, would you have felt bad not finding anything?
I would have felt stupid and kind of low for snooping through her telephone.
So it was really a no-win situation there.
Exactly.
For you.
Yeah, no win.
Ugh. Those are never any fun.
And, as I think back, it wasn't, it was obviously I had low self-esteem, and so I was just worried all the time, which and it kind of reminds me that of the saying ignorance is bliss, because if I never found, if I never looked and nothing ever happened,
right,
where would I be at with them? Would we have worked out? Would have things gone a different direction? Would I be with them today?
Right.
So, honesty, is it conducive or is it destructive in those situations?
It's funny that you brought up that last point, because the ignorance is bliss. One of the stories that I was told today was of one where this one girl found out that her friend, who's also a girl, was being cheated on, and they were due to get married the next day. And so my friend did not know if it was good to, the only time she could have told her was the day of her wedding. I mean, do you tell the person the day of their wedding that their future spouse, cheated on them the night before, just so they have all the information? Or do you, how do you go about doing that? Because, your wedding day is supposed to be the greatest day of your life. For, a lot of people say that. And I'm pretty sure that would make it the worst day of your life. So, it's hard to know what to do in those kind of situations. Hopefully no one's ever put in that situation. That was terrible. When I was told that story, I was just like, wow, I have no idea what I would have done there. I just probably just would have sat and stared at a wall.
And for me, first off, you can always think about, the person could change. In my mind, I don't think people change. I've based a couple of relationships on the fact that, they could change, but they don't change. And maybe I'm just being really, really, what's the term? Not cynical.
Maybe a bit cynical. I think people can change if they want to change. I have definitely changed from who I was, 4 years ago to who I am now.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
true. It's because I wanted to change. I wanted to make that change for my wife and for, my future family. And if I was the person I was 4 or 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't. Can't imagine I'd be married right now to my wife. Obviously I wouldn't have a kid on the way if that were the case. But, so I definitely think people can change if they want to, but it has to be a really strong desire to change. Can't just half-heartedly go into it. That's definitely something that has to, you have to be completely behind your decision to change for it to happen. So, to say people can't change, I kind of agree with it, but it has to be an extreme. I think it has to be more of an extreme circumstance for people to change and for them to want to change.
Right, and what comes to mind for me is my sister's in a really bad relationship, and I know tons of people that are in bad relationships, and sometimes they think that the person will change for them, but when you're so young and you fall into bad habits, I just don't think that really happens.
Yeah, and there are plenty of times, again, where, when you're young, maybe you want to have those bad habits.
You just want to party and...
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of...
What's the term that's going around now? You only live once, although that has some bad meaning to it, from what I understand.
I don't know. I'm not hip with the times anymore. I
Yeah, you're
gave up on
married.
that. Yeah, I gave up on that quite a while ago.
Right.
But I mean, you know, everyone sees college especially as an opportunity to go out and just kind of live life, be a little more carefree and loose with the rules, and you know that,
Or
you know,
lose.
to each their own with that. But you know, I think at least everyone has to have the ability to experience life for themselves, and you know how they choose to do that again is their own thing. You know, you don't always have to be, you know, an immoral mess to, you know, have lived life.
Yeah, and that reminds me
But
of a sorority girl that once told me, you know, they were talking about their endeavors with the opposite sex, and they're like, "Well, it doesn't." I'm like, "Do you guys really believe that what you're doing is okay? Like, you're kind of putting your futures on the line when you go circulate through all these men." And they're like, "Oh, we're drunk. We can't be held responsible for ourselves when we're drunk." And I just thought, "Wow." What a great
okay.
motto to live by.
Well, I mean, you're certainly got to be held responsible for picking up the bottle in the first place.
And it's not even a religious thing. I think it's just a matter of fact. It's a common sense rule, you know?
Yeah,
You can't blame
absolutely.
alcohol for that.
Yeah, and I mean, like
Oh.
you said, you can't really make it a religious thing. I know plenty of people who aren't religious that are just smart. I
Right.
mean, come on, getting drunk—that's dumb. I mean, you may think it's fun, but it's just dumb. I mean, let's be honest. There's nothing smart about it. To me, it's just like smoking. Smoking is just dumb. I mean, people who do it, that's your choice. You can, sometimes I like to say you can do what you want, but that's one of those things, smoking, that actually really bothers me. It just, it infringes upon my space when you're smoking in my face, and just really bugs me. But we're getting a little off topic here.
We are getting off topic.
But
And go
yeah,
ahead.
go ahead.
All right. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, this whole honesty thing, and I don't know if this is something that you necessarily agree with, but I read an interesting article today on how they did a few studies across the country and then in the UK, which I don't know how credible a UK study is, but
Yeah, I don't know.
they talked about how these divorce lawyers, one third of the reasons for the divorce was because that these spouses are having extramarital activities on the side through Facebook and through, you know, Google
Social media
Plus. Yeah,
sites.
just social media,
Yeah.
because it's so easy. I mean, it used to be if you wanted to have an affair, it took a couple weeks. You know, you had to plan a trip, you had to rent a hotel, you had to. I mean, it was pretty thought out. But now it's
Did
just
you? Did you really?
well,
I don't know.
that's what I read on the internet.
Yeah.
So, but now it's just like a click of a button and a few words, and you're in contact with somebody,
Yeah.
you know. And it kind of, the whole honesty thing kind of got me thinking about if you want to have joint Facebook accounts, or if you keep the same one. But you said something about that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think this is a matter of trust too. I think I kind of relate this to like going through someone else's phone. Like, if you don't trust your spouse enough to have their separate Facebook account or what have you, like, I don't think that's enough trust to get married.
Yeah.
I seriously, I mean, if you can't trust your spouse to, behave themselves on Facebook or in texting or in whatever, then, how can you have a successful marriage if you don't have that trusting relationship?
Oh man.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's
I
just.
know you feel differently about it, and
Well,
I
I'm
want to hear
still a
that.
fence sitter because I never thought about it till my dad brought it up, and I thought, well, lots of my friends, you know, they'll change their name and people know that they're married, but it's so easy. It's so easy to just, let's say you start out and you find an ex-boyfriend. All right, well, maybe we should change it to ex-girlfriend since we're both guys. So you find an
Okay.
ex-girlfriend and you become friends with her and you start chatting and you're like, oh, you remember this, you remember that. Yeah, well, I'm going to be in town. We should meet up and you know, grab some dessert or something, and you think, oh, that'll be harmless.
You can continue after I say this, but right there, before I forget, that would never happen. I would never, like, under no circumstance would I meet up with an ex-girlfriend of mine. I mean, not a chance.
And you are, I've met people that say the same thing. I've also met people that say they've had that coffee or that drink with somebody. I know people, and it's not, and it never, it just never ends well, because they'll feel guilty, and yet then they start second guessing their marriage, and they think, well, what happened? What could have I done different with that person? I was so happy with them. Why did I let them go? And all these terrible deconstructive thoughts start right. tearing down the marriage from the inside out. And then right. you become distant, and then things just get in the way, and all of a sudden, where are you? You're seeking therapy, you're divorced, you're in the process of divorce, you're separated. I don't know. You do make a good point with the having trust and being able to trust them in the first place, though.
Right. Okay, and to me, the way you put that, you know, you went from, you know, having separate Facebook accounts to, you know, because you don't have together Facebook accounts, your marriage is now ruined and, you know, life is over.
I segued.
Yeah, but you're assuming that all of these steps happen in, you know, all of these steps happen. You know, you're not assuming that along the way, one of the two, you know, involved say, this is wrong, this shouldn't be happening, or, you know, I'm not going to do this, or, you know, something like that. I mean, I guess, you know, again, people are different. You know, you never know what people are going to do in certain situations. Sometimes they'll surprise you. Sometimes they'll do what you expect them to do. But, I mean, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, and maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe I shouldn't give people the benefit of the doubt, but I am a very trusting person. It's just in my nature. And has that come back to bite me sometimes? Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt. And I mean, that's not just in relationship things. That's with, you know, a number of different things, whether it be personal or work related or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, I mean, I just think trust is so paramount. And I also think individuality in a marriage is also important. I mean, yeah, obviously you're married to this person and, you know, it's important that both of you are on the same wavelength and, you know, you understand each other and, you know, everything like that. But you also need to give each other a little bit of space, because if you smother someone, it's going to end up pushing them away. And that's, I think that happens more often than not. Like I've seen that happen a lot more than, you know, someone cheating on their spouse and that's what ends the marriage. I see it more where they just have no room to breathe, and that's more of what ends a marriage or a relationship.
And I, as kind of my closing thought here is, I do have a couple friends who's, they allow their spouses to hang out with old friends who are of the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. I'm not as forgiving, or I guess giving, as you say you are with giving people benefit of the doubt. I just wouldn't.
Right.
I would never allow, if my wife wanted to hang out with a guy that she knew by herself, I don't know. I couldn't do it. But that's,
yeah, okay.
Me.
And see, I would be very careful about by themselves. And yeah, that might go against my trust issue. But like, if I've never met the other person before, then that's, you know, that's where I may have a trust issue, is I don't know who this guy is. If I, you know, if she takes me to meet him and he seems like a great guy and, you know, I clearly see that there's no, you know, nothing involved there, then I would be a lot more okay with saying, okay, yeah, you know, if you want to go do something with him sometime that I don't want to do with you, then, like, that's fine. Like, it, because, you know,
yeah,
just because she's my wife, we don't have all the same interests. You know, she's going to want to do something sometime that I don't want to do. And if she has this other friend that does enjoy doing it, like, and I trust this guy, and, like, I don't see what the issue is. But, again, you know,
to each his own,
knows?
I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, again, you know, you never know. But I think that marriage would be terrible if you were always wondering while your spouse is out, are they doing something with someone? Like, are they, you know?
Oh, so true. So true.
I think that would be a terrible way to live through a marriage. I just don't know if I could do that.
So truth and honesty, people. I know there's plenty of married people out there. You know, share your thoughts with us. I'm sure that there's a million people that could agree or disagree. But, you know, do that. Tell us what you think about this subject, because we're kind of hoping to spark some interest, you know.
And you know what? How can they tell us about it, Alex?
Well, telepathically, of course. But we prefer...
Just for Alex. I don't know the telepathy thing, so Alex does.
Telepathy. Well, preferably so, yeah, Twitter, at Trivial Podcasts, or on our blog at anythingbutrelevant.wordpress.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
so there
good.
You go.
Oh, and we also have an email address.
I actually don't know the email.
Oh, it's anythingbutrelevant@gmail.com.
Cool. Email
Easy.
Us. Scott.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about next week?
Oh, right. Next week. All right. Next week, we have a very... I'm really excited for this. We have a guest interview with Mr. Robert Plant. I'm very excited.
Robert Plant. Stay yep. tuned, people, because that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm so geeked out over that one. So.
Well, I guess we'll see everybody next time.